Guys, we're down to the last three episodes. It's winding down. Tonight, we're talking about Scandal Season 7, Episode 16, People Like Me. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Who run the world, girls? Who run the world?
Olivia, Olivia Pope.
Boy, this beat is crazy.
Okay, Paris.
Houston, Texas, but
okay.
Dallas, Texas.
We're just gonna sing the whole song.
It felt very appropriate considering tonight's episode. Welcome everybody to our Scandal After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Always good to kick it with you guys. You guys know me. I'm your host, Christine, and I'm joined by my lovely ladies, Tessa, Paris, and Jessica.
What's up?
Hey.
And hey to everybody in the live chat. We see you. Christopher, Leo, Daniels, everyone else who's in here. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Yeah.
This episode felt weird because I was thinking it's going to slow down because there's only three episodes left. Mm-hmm. But this one's like picking up, so it's kind of confusing.
I know. We kind of, when the episode wrapped, we were all like unsure how to feel. We're like, wait, this is, but we're almost, like, it's just such a confusing feeling, right. You know?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's like a whole new plot twist opening that has kind of transpired, and I want for this to grow for a few episodes. I was hoping that this season they were going to, you know, make us feel like we are resolved in the end. But now I'm like, am I going to want more episodes?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get into our thoughts on this tonight's episode, as well as our Shady Boots moment, which you guys know we love and you love, as well as our predictions for the last two episodes. But we'll get to that in a sec. But back into what we were talking about just now. I feel the same way. I'm kind of annoyed that it's getting so juicy at this point because I just don't feel like we can wrap this all up in two episodes. I don't know.
I'm wondering, I don't want it to be a sloppy ending, but I'm hanging on to George, what he said. He says we're going to love the ending, that we're going to be satisfied, so I'm going to like hold on to that.
Speaking of George, we didn't hear from him at all this episode, but we did see him in the jail cell, which he did tell us he was going to be in there for a couple episodes, but the way things played out makes me think he's going to take the fall for all of this somehow. Like, he's still not out. And he's still not technically, like, I don't know how to explain it, because Cyrus said he would pardon him later, but that's later if he gets into power. Until then, what's going to happen to Charlie? Yeah.
There was actually a really good comment from last week that mentioned Charlie chose Quinn, and Quinn is choosing the Republic, which is something that we didn't really talk about, but I thought it was worth bringing up. Because like, that's such a debate. Is like everyone's, you know, like at the beginning of this episode, Melly was like, I am the state and Cyrus is the enemy. And it's just become this whole thing. And I just thought that was really interesting that like Charlie didn't choose the state in a sense. And like Quinn is. After everything with Quinn and Olivia, of Olivia choosing the state in a way over Quinn. So it's just interesting that Quinn's now doing the same thing. I know this is kind of going back a little bit, but
I mean, we're talking about Charlie, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that it's all about perspective in the sense of who was given what perspective. And it goes to the power of Olivia Pope and her persuasion, because she actually had an opportunity to talk to Quinn, because Quinn didn't want for Charlie to sign it either. But after talking to her, she kind of understood the whole Republic side of it. Mm-hmm. Now, Charlie, who's in prison, didn't have that same explanation. So I think, and it's the same thing that Olivia has, you know, grinded into Melly every step of the way. So I think Melly was, though she had a strong episode in personality and in might, she was basically reiterating or regurgitating, rather, what Olivia has said in the past to her.
Agreed. Yeah. Still, though, I don't know what's going to happen to him. Like, I mean, he's become one of our central characters, so I don't want to just, like, forget about him and, you know, because I don't think they would show him in there several times this episode if he was just going to be forgotten about and not play a role.
they definitely want to remind us Charlie's around. We need to figure out what happens to him. I think that's the only reason they showed just like a few clips of him tonight. Mm-hmm. But I don't know where the end goal is. I don't see it at all.
I definitely think that Charlie's going to get out. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't think that he's going to stay there because he could say that he signed it under duress. He could say the whole plot and plan that Cyrus had presented to him and Jake came in. So different things like that. In addition, I think that in these last couple of episodes, we are just going to see the power of them all coming together and like taking people down. And I think it's what Tessa and I said before about, I think you had said about the justice will be served at the end with people going to jail who deserves to. I still hold that.
I hope so, because I low-key thought, you know, the way that the preview for next week was set up, that Olivia's testifying in some way. I'm like, I hope she doesn't end up taking the fall for everybody, because I always think about, you know, the ads for this final season of her sitting alone on a bench, and I'm like, I hope it doesn't mean, like, she's going to be alone in the end, you know, wrapping everything up, essentially, but hopefully in a good way.
Witness Essential 2 says, I don't think Cyrus will die, but Olivia getting killed off isn't so far.
My goodness.
Olivia.
Talk about a hot take.
That is the furthest.
Oh my goodness. Do you guys think Olivia would die? I don't.
No. I don't see it at all.
And how? Someone murder her? I mean, she couldn't even, maybe only if she actually went through with her assassination of Cyrus this episode. It's like she went over the deep end again and we can't save her. She's dead to us, but I think that she showed heart. And I love that when she went to Melly, Melly's like, I didn't want you to do it anyway. Like, they both had a realization at the same time.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I mean, it was frustrating in the moment that it didn't happen, that she didn't kill Cyrus. But I do like that they didn't harp on that so much about her not going back to the dark side, because we just spent like 8 episodes on that. Honestly, where she came, I was like, I couldn't do it. She's like, it's fine. Let's move on. I said, thank you, please. Yeah. Just me personally, I was like glad that that kind of moved on. But I was definitely doubting the next step that was going to happen in terms of Melly kind of standing in her truth. Mm-hmm. Right away, I was like, I don't know if that's going to work. And we come to have this beautiful, is it a monologue? What would you call it?
Crescendo of events and speaking and protesting. I mean, and
I think our panel owes Melly like a hand clap.
Yes. Yeah. Here you go, Melly.
Because we bragged on her a lot. Yeah. And she did that.
I had the chills. I really did. She was so angry. She had the Olivia Pope walk. Her hair was blown when she had that face with that butt chin. Yes. Tonight, the butt chin was like fierce tonight. You know, I was feeling it. I don't know.
Time's up.
Oh, it was good.
Oh, but can we just talk about can we just go back to the room? We have to spend a little bit of time on this room.
Definitely.
With Olivia and Cyrus.
Yes.
And her trying to hand Cyrus that wine and her continual, like, I'm going to poison you now. Like, it was just, we were dying laughing, guys, like, as we were watching it. Because she was just like, somebody going to drink this wine. I'm surprised she didn't take a sip accidentally, because she was really desperate about that wine.
It kind of made me, because we were all laughing too, I kind of lost the moment, because she all of a sudden was so desperate.
Yeah.
And then it went into the whole monologue of her not being able to pull the trigger anyway. So it was just a weird juxtaposition for me. I was like, what is going on?
That whole scene was very suspect, because it took all of like 5 seconds for Lonnie to realize that Cyrus was missing and then go tell Jake. And then they found exactly where they were going to be. I'm like, okay, I guess we're speeding things along, but...
I was thinking that, but at the same time, that was the I think that it went quick, because that's the place that Cyrus and Lonnie always met.
Right.
And he knew about the calendar. What does that mean? So it was like, where will we find him at this place? He's in trouble. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why, because they could have done better. Like, they could have led Cyrus to this place and then kidnapped him and taken him to a different location. Mm-hmm. But I think they didn't do that, because the plan was to poison him and blame it on Lonnie, because that was their meeting spot.
Right. And then the painting and would the be painting, there. Yeah, all the evidence would have been there.
So had to do it quickly, but they live with bottles. It's going to take her 3 bottles to get to the poison.
I blame Huck, because I feel like he got in her head pretty early on.
Thank you.
Sure. Like, that's don't do it. Say.
When did Huck become this holy man? I know he doesn't want Liv to kill him, to kill Cyrus, but why is he like, don't do it? It's not like she was going to bash him with a chair this time. She was going to nicely poison him.
Nicely?
It's the nicest thing she can do for him. And I just think, I mean, Huck is still like a killer. He's still a B613 kind of a guy. So why was he so weak about it? And it annoyed me. I felt kind of evil. I'm like, don't get in her head, Huck. Let her kill him. Let her kill him. Yeah, I don't know why I was. I'm kind of crazy now.
Yeah, it was a reach. I think because the plan was so shocking. Even when Melly presented it to Olivia, yeah. She's like, I'm sorry, you want me to do what? Like, I'm not a killer. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah. I stopped doing that. I haven't killed in a while or whatever Olivia said was funny. But yeah, I think the plan was just outrageous. So when they took it to the team, it was like, I'm sorry, Cyrus? He's been around since season one. We're going to kill him now.
Since season one.
So I think they're trying to stop it at all measure.
Yeah. Ooh, I see some comments in the live chat that I want to go back to in a sec when we start talking about Jake. But yeah, I mean, Liv totally failed on that plan. It wasn't going to happen that way. But
that speech, Tessa, you bring up the speech that Jake gave her. It was like rattling just because the way that he was talking to her, and I think that she couldn't say anything because she was already shaken, like she was shooketh at the thought of killing Cyrus, that she couldn't go through with it, and then he's like, here, gun and mouth, and it was just kind of like insane. But I love when she gave him that smirk, like, don't test me, I may just pull the trigger.
She did. She had to, flex a little bit, like, hey.
But I wanted her to put the wine down, because that gave it away that she was trying to poison him with wine. Yeah. If she just put the wine down immediately, Jake wouldn't have been like, oh, you're trying to poison him? But she kept holding it out. He's like, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that, Liv? Are you trying to poison him? What? Just put it down and not give away your plan, because Cyrus didn't even know she was trying to kill him. And he was like, oh.
Right? He could have very well grabbed it on the way out, like,
right,
bloop, and died. But
so I was just getting more and more frustrated, like, by everything happening in that scene.
She was like, you forgot to take your wine. Like, what?
Like, it was a friendly outing. Oh, right, you forgot. Right.
Thanks for visiting.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I want to talk about Jake, because he really was the one who came in and kind of blew the lid off of that scene. And this episode in general, I felt like, I wrote it down that this whole thing is just like a huge identity crisis for Jake. The last two episodes, everyone has been coming for his head about who he is, how weak he is, how he just follows power from one person to the next. He's never had any of his own. And we just saw that really take an ugly turn this episode. I mean, he killed his own wife.
Yeah, like, whoa. Did we all think it was Lonnie at first? Because I did.
Oh, no.
It took me halfway through the conversation to think it was Vanessa.
Only because he answered the door in a sweat. Like, we were having a disagreement.
Yeah. Yeah, when he said that,
but
I was
thought
like,
it could have been with Lonnie. Like, he lied, covering with his wife.
I kind of figured it out right away.
I didn't go there, but yeah.
But I expected it, because when she was so bold to him, I'm like, wow, she's really being bold to Jake. Does she remember who this man is? Like, I know he does have a weak part, but he's still a murderer. So I was shocked that she was being so, like, open and brave and bold to him.
Yeah. But I don't think that she knows his murderistic ways, you know, because he killed her father, but she doesn't know that. When all the stuff that was happening during the campaign that he was involved in, I remember she kept asking questions. Mm-hmm. And that's around the time that we thought that he was going to snap her neck in that moment. Oh,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. So she never fully knew. But I was like, something has to happen with Nessa, his little kitten name for her. Because they brought her back after...
How long?
She came back with new hair.
But she looked nice.
Red hair. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, they brought her back to do something. So I'm like, killer. She's been annoying to me. Mm-hmm. And that little kiss by, I'm like, do y'all really kiss?
Yes.
Do you really call her Nessa?
Thank you.
All of it was suspect.
I didn't like any of that.
Yeah, I'm just hating Jake more and more as time goes on. I didn't think he would be this bad in the end. Fam, where did we go wrong? Like,
but I'm loving his acting, because I really hate him now. So that's a great actor.
Yes.
I really believe he's this dark guy.
I think he's going to be the wild card in these next two episodes. Mm-hmm. Considering, because killing Vanessa wasn't just an act of aggression because he was mad. It was like a message to Cyrus that if you cross me, this is going to be you as well. So...
Well, I think it was to eliminate her because he didn't know that Cyrus was coming over. So he didn't plan to kill her to give the message to her. It just happened to work out that way.
You think so?
Yeah, he didn't know. He was shocked when he opened the door.
Right. But I'm saying
Cyrus just kind of popped in.
Yeah. It still worked out that way,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it worked out in his favor that he just happened to, you know, bash her head in.
like, that was like icing on the cake. Because I felt like that speech was still coming. Because he was like, because when Cyrus said, oh, like, you don't make plans without me, he was like, I already made these plans. Yeah. And you know what? Let me show you why. Because, bloop, right over here.
Yeah, it worked out for him. Because Cyrus, I mean, I was surprised that Cyrus actually went there to say, hey, you were right. That's what he said. Like, you were right. We do need to figure out something to do with the Pope and Associates. Yeah, I don't know. Jake, as I said before, he's dead to me.
Oh. Yeah, he's dead to Olivia as well. We know this.
Man, I loved him so much.
I know.
Angelica Jacobs said Jake left that island and lost his damn mind. Yes. I agree with you.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we all do.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy. But, you know, something about Jake's character that's so interesting is the parallels between him being so strong and yet so psychotic. Mm-hmm. And because I've always, out of every single character, he's been the most consistent when I compare, like, who's been there for Olivia, who's had a plan, who doesn't mind, like, supporting her and being strong. But, man, he's had twisted paths from what happened when Papa Pope had a hold to him around the election time. That was insane, the mental capacity that he was under Papa Pope's strength. And then he kind of flowed. Olivia was able to trick him at that time, too. So throughout the seasons, I don't know what I'm creating here, a masterpiece. Throughout the seasons, it's been, he's been cray.
Yeah.
That's the best word for it.
Consistently cray.
So how do you guys think Cyrus will proceed with Jake?
With caution. if nothing else, lie to him, like not fully keep him in the loop perhaps.
Yeah, Cyrus seems like the type of guy who, like, he likes to be the one moving the chess pieces. Yeah. As much as someone else could have power, like, he wants to know that he still has that backdoor option. So I feel like maybe him and Lonnie will become tighter and keep certain things away from Jake. But to me, Lonnie seems like someone who could be turned easily, like, very easily. So I don't know that that should be his best alliance. But Cyrus really doesn't have anyone else at this point.
He doesn't.
So.
And neither does Jake, really.
Jake has no one.
No one.
He's burned every bridge. Dum-dum. Burned every bridge. Mm-hmm. You know, and Cyrus, it was a weird partnership in the first place.
Yes.
Cyrus is scared of Jake. I mean, Jake had him up with some scissors in his office and cut a little slit in his neck. Like, what are you doing? You brought him in and you've showed your cards to everyone. Everyone knows your plan.
Yeah.
And then you have these weak, you know, partners. Like, what is happening, guys?
Plus, I feel like at any moment, Cyrus could also just play the card like, well, you killed my husband way back when, so I'm going to get rid of you. You know, like, there's always going to be motive to get rid of Jake somehow. So
Christopher Leo Daniel says Cyrus might team up with the girls to take Jake down. Jake is too spooky.
Spooky.
Thoughts on that?
I love that word.
I disagree on that one.
I mean, with the girls at, like, QPA type thing? Because they're not going to be Team Cyrus at all.
No.
I don't think Cyrus is scared of anybody like that.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if Jake overturned the entire plan to try to get himself. Well, he could. I mean, I don't know how he could make that work, but to get himself the presidency. But Jake is not a factor in the overall plan.
So.
If anything, he's going to flip-flop back. Jake is going to flip-flop.
Yeah.
Can Eli be worked in here somehow? Because I'm trying to figure out how to put Eli in this again.
Speaking of Eli, Christopher pointed out in the chat that, you know, Joel Morton directed tonight's episode and that everyone had Papa Pope-like monologues.
They did.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt his presence, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe Papa Pope will come in and have to help.
Ooh,
at the
Papa
end.
Pope saved the day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. He's the only one who has a real, like, hold on his B613 people. Like, I feel like he could, like, tap into some crap that they learned in the hole and be like, down, you know? Like, sick him, calm down.
Sit.
And he's the only one smart enough to really get, like, flip everything on Cyrus without Cyrus even knowing it.
Right.
Which this plan, I don't know. There's just, I don't know. there's just so many holes in this plan, you know? Like, I just can't fully be married to it. Because I'm like, at this point, why hasn't someone just recorded the conversation with Cyrus? Because clearly he's talking about it. You know, like, where's his aides and assistants? Like, how does he have all the support, all these mysterious people looking in on Melly? And by the way, I'm sorry, I just thought about something. That's scary, girl. A little bit. Has the Oval Office always had a recorder? Because I know that, you know, that whole, like, oh, people can see me, Melly's looking up, though it's obvious, like, come by the window. I mean, she looked up, like, 85 times. And then that little whispering by the window. I know that Fitz and Olivia did it. But I don't know. There's just something about this episode in particular. She said, she has said so many things in that Oval Office. Yes. I'm just trying to understand this whole, like, tiptoe thing right now.
I feel like beforehand, B613 wasn't working out of the pool in the White House, you know, having that kind of access to the surveillance like they do now. You know what I mean? Because before, Fitz and Liv were always aware of it just because, in general, White House security was watching. But this is, like, more amped up. Like, Jake is behind all of that.
And I guess it wouldn't have because he's always been behind it since Melly's been there. But I guess now that he switched teams, he's now an enemy.
And now was it audio and video? Because she was like whispering.
I but know, I'm like, it was like awkward.
But if he can hear you, he can hear you.
Right.
So
you
know, just
your chair isn't bugged.
Exactly. I just that was weird, that whole Oval scene.
It was.
I think that was just for us viewers to make it get something good to watch.
Yeah.
Well, really quickly while we kind of mull that over, I do want to talk to you guys about our lovely founder, Maria Menounos, and her podcast. Never want to miss an opportunity to talk to you guys about that.
Yes.
Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. So not today, but tomorrow. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better and live your best life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finance, everything, let Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. So be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let her know that the Scandal Squad sent you.
Scandal Squad.
It is imperative.
Hashtag Scandal Squad.
Our show is ending, so let her know.
Yes.
We sent you. So Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out, guys.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And that's tomorrow.
Woo-hoo. Well, we don't have a lot of time left.
I know. I was thinking we get into our shady boots.
Yes. Let's do it.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
All right, Tessa, we have similar sense of humor. Because every time I wrote something down, I saw you writing it down. I'm like...
Okay, one this time, guys.
One. All right, I'll take a different one because I think I know which one you're going to take. I liked Vanessa's line where she was like, I was supposed to be Jackie Kennedy, but instead I'm the wife of the president's bitch, sips wine. Like,
I wrote that one down.
No! Well, I got another one, but I don't know. That was shady for me.
It was shady.
Very.
One of my favorites was from Melly, the... You are a woman, not Bambi.
Yes!
That was epic.
Hilarious.
Darn. Those were my two big ones, so I'm going to do a little slight shade. And it's when Cyrus was talking to Liv, and he's like, you know, your team is nothing. And he's like, that irritating ginger. Like, he had to call out Red. He had to call out Abby. So I thought that was shady. Does not like her.
So our shady boots is combined. So mine is the first part of that. And he was like, you know, you don't have nobody but your gangle of misguided thugs. And then add in that ginger. Yes.
It's ginger.
So there we go. What are you guys' shady boots? Yes. Post them in our live chat.
Let us know.
Entertain us.
Yes. There weren't that many this episode. Last week. That was like 7.
Funny.
Switching gears for a hot sec.
Yeah.
Speaking of similar sense of humor, we also are finally seeing Olitz together again.
Oh, gosh.
So
I didn't know what was happening.
I know. They had to sprinkle that
the whole
in.
Time I was like,
Actually, it wasn't a shady moment, but a rather funny one with the bottle at the end of the scene, because they start making out and go inside the room, and Fitz is like, hold on, let me get that bottle.
They're gonna end up together. They're gonna end up together.
I'm so happy about that.
Me too.
You guys,
they were the original scandal.
That's true.
They were.
She loves going back to that.
I'm here for it.
Well, I just want to say, I want to walk into my 2018 the way that Fitz walked out that door towards that bottle of wine. He was like, "Ooh, yeah." I was like, "What is this little swoop on the hips?"
It was something.
That was the best part.
He didn't even question it. Like,
that could have been like someone could have been there to assassinate him. He was like, "Ooh, wine, yeah."
Dang, yeah. I think it was scotch, though.
Yeah.
I think it was a bottle of scotch.
It looked like rosé to me.
I thought it was rosé, too.
Because that skinniness of the bottle, that threw me off, though, because she would only drink dark. So maybe it was scotch, because I didn't understand why he was drinking rosé.
Because he's a scotch guy.
It must have been, because I was like, rosé, that's so weird.
Yeah, it's not a rosé day. Mm-hmm. Come on, rosé, you need rooftops.
I know.
You know what it made me think of? Vanessa and Jake. Like, I didn't know what was happening. I wasn't sure if they were trying to poison Fitz in return.
Oh, my God.
Because the only time we've seen rosé is when Vanessa was drinking it, talking to Jake. So I figured Jake could have got one of Vanessa's bottles, because she don't need anymore, because she's dead. Poison it and send it to Fitz and say, "This is how you poison someone with wine."
Dang.
That would have been crazy.
I did not think about that.
Plot twist. Well, in our last few minutes, I guess we'll predict what we can. The live chat has a good one. Roll it.
You're after Buzz TV.
I love this one from Christopher Leo Daniels and Angelica Jackcox, talking about that it's going to take everybody to take down Cyrus. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Takes a whole
It's going to take Papa Pope, Charlie, or Hawk to take Jake down.
Oh, Jake, sorry.
B613
trumps B613. So they think it's going to be agents against agents.
Oh, I was like, that took me a second.
But are people trying to... What?
Sorry.
No, because right after that serious comment, Joe March says, "Tony Goldwyn has no business being that attractive. Good Lord." We love you guys.
Daydreaming. But is the goal, like, what do y'all think? Is the goal to take down Jake? Like, I don't know. I don't know what his climb is in this thing. I don't know his stake.
I agree. And we talked about this last week. Mm-hmm. It's like, we know he doesn't want to be president. Mm-hmm. So what is he trying to do?
Well, that's why I'm confused with how the storytelling is going in these last few episodes, because why shift so much focus to him being the threat if he has nothing to gain here, or lose, rather, and how does that affect the storyline altogether? Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. I'm confused by it.
I think Jake's trying to reclaim his time.
I'm reclaiming my time.
I mean, I think his goal is to gain respect. I mean, nobody listens to him. Nobody cares. Yeah.
He's butthurt.
He is, and I don't, that's why I'm like, I feel like he may try to, you know, create a goal that wasn't in existence before just to show he can. Now, maybe he wants to take down, you know, help Cyrus take down Melly and then take down Cyrus himself, because he's never liked Cyrus.
But so, why? I mean, what's a happy ending for Jake? I don't get it.
Is the power what he wants? Just... like everyone else? Everyone else has been there.
He wants a good master that he can follow. That's all he wants.
He wants Olivia back.
Yeah.
No.
I really don't know.
Do you think he does? I kind of wonder that sometimes.
I think that he definitely does. I mean, if she knocked on the door, he would take her. You know, I think that Jake is a lonely, sad soul. And I think that there will never be anything to satisfy him, because of that whole thing about no family, because of B613. He doesn't have any family. He doesn't have any friends, nor allies, nor goals. He has nothing.
He's a deadbeat.
He needs to listen to Maria's podcast. Yeah. Get your life. Find something to be interested in. No, I'm kidding.
I don't have anything. I'm lost.
I think Olivia and Fitz are going to end up together.
Yes.
That's my only prediction.
I think that's going to happen. But I'm afraid. You got me a little scared, Christine.
With what?
Because you said something at the beginning. You said And even when we're watching the show, you're like, I hope that Olivia doesn't go down for it all. Because what if, because you know they like to give us dreams to satisfy that that wonder, mm-hmm. something that people want, right? So they gave you guys Olivia and Fitz manifesting their love this episode.
Right.
So what if it's because they're not going to end up together? Like, what if Olivia really does go down and they just want you guys to be able to see it for the last time?
That's how I felt when we had the 100th episode and mm-hmm. we saw their future. I'm like, oh, maybe that means they won't end up together in the end because that was like a parallel universe or whatever. But dang,
that's scary. Or it could be, it's okay, Tessa, because it could also be that they want to introduce it. Therefore, at the end, when they end up being together, it could be something bigger. What if they get married or something like, but they have to introduce baby steps in these last couple of episodes in order to have a big conclusion.
What if she's pregnant?
What if it ends on a, like,
not to kill you.
It could, like, if it ends on a 10 years later or, like, 5 years later thing. Oh, wait, I hope they don't do that, though. If they do that.
That would be intense.
Man.
Maybe, like, it'll be some craziness going on, and then it'll end and be, like, 5 years later.
Oh, like, they kind of say, like, this is what happened in the final little dream scene or... quickness or whatever.
Well, to all of our listeners, you hear us. Like, we're trying to work through this ourselves. Yeah. It's not easy.
One last good question. Joe March, how's Jake going to cover up Vanessa's murder? Do you think we'll ever talk about it again?
Nobody cares.
I don't think so.
No. I forgot about her.
Yeah.
Really quick before we kind of wrap up, just our feelings on it ending. Just checking in the temperature. Where are you guys at? Because I'm like super, like we said before, we're like not wanting it to end because it's getting so good. Mm-hmm. I'm still like super sad also. Looking at my calendar every week, like only two more.
I know. I'm bummed.
I'm waiting. I think it's time.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it's time. I couldn't last another season. So
no.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah,
it's sad. I you know, you just try to make yourself strong. I've already accepted it. So I'm just like, what's going to happen next? And yeah, two more episodes. Goodness gracious.
And I believe Darby Stanfield directs the finale from what I've seen on social media. So
what a biggie.
It is big. Wait, let me double check on right here. Biggie.
Wow, guys.
Oh, I lied. It's not, but...
yeah.
She directed last week's?
The one before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of The Scandal After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you for tuning in with us in the live chat. We see you guys. Until next week, where can they find you, Jess?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Paris Rose TV.
Yay. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval.
You can find me everywhere at Christine Bean with 3 E's. Peace out.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.